Good afternoon, everyone. I am Chen Yanyue. I'm a professor at the Department of Horticultural Science and Department of Applied Economics at the University of Minnesota. The title of my presentation today is Marketing Tactics to Increase Millennial Floral Purchases. The objective of this research is to provide some insights on how to reach the millennial consumers to make them purchase more flowers. The flower industry is aging. Some statistics have shown that older consumers are making more and more of the floral purchases, while the younger consumers are making less and less of the floral purchases. This can be illustrated in this figure. This figure shows the percentage of floral expenditures by different age groups over time from 1996 to 2013. So this blue color is for the consumers who are between 25 years old and 39 years old, and the light green color is for the consumers who are under 25 years old. And this dark green color shows the consumer percentage of expenditures by the consumers who are 55 years and older. So you can see that the floral purchases made by the consumers who are under 40 years old have been decreasing from about 38% in 1996 down to about 20% in 2013. While the percentage made by the older consumers who are 55 years and older have been increasing from about 28% in 1996 up to 45% in 2013. So in order to maintain the growth of the flower industry, the industry needs to consider to attract the younger consumers, including the millennial consumers. The millennial consumers are those consumers who were born between 1977 and 1994. Age-wise, they are between 18 years old and 40 years old now. This group of consumers are of great interest to many different industries because they just finished college and start to enter the job market. They have a greater purchasing power than before. Collectively, they spend about $200 billion per year. And there are many differences that set this group apart from the earlier generations. For example, they are technology savvy. They grow up using the social media. They are resistant to traditional marketing strategies. They also prefer relevancy, engagement, experiential shopping. They are also cost-driven. The experimental method we used were a two-step research procedure. In the first step, we conducted a focus group discussion with a small number of consumers. We recruited about 100 consumers on site and divided them into different groups and asked them to answer a series of open-ended questions. Based on their answers to those open-ended questions, we developed a questionnaire. And then the questionnaire was distributed to probably about 10,000 millennial consumers. At the end, we collected 3,011 responses. And among those respondents, 79% of them are female, 38% of them are married, 52% of them have finished college. And in terms of household income, the average is about between $35,000 to $50,000 per year. And this pie chart shows the frequency of the millennial consumers purchasing flowers. So we can see that only about 4% of them never purchased flowers before, and 15% of them purchase flowers rarely, and 36% of them purchase flowers only on holidays or special occasions. And 15% of them purchase flowers every other month, 18% of them purchase flowers on a monthly basis, and 12% of them purchase flowers at least once a month. And first, I want to talk about the result regarding millennial consumers' perceptions about floral products and associated benefits. In the online questionnaire, we listed a series of statements and asked them to indicate their degree of agreement with those statements, with one meaning strongly disagree and seven meaning strongly agree. And this is one set of the results. We can see that they agree that there are great potentials to personalize and customize flowers. Flowers can cheer them up when they feel down, using flowers or purchasing flowers can be made a fun experience. And the flowers can be made relevant to men, and etc. And they also agreed that their experiences have been pretty positive with flowers. They like the store environment of the flowers, and they can name 5 or more variety of flowers. They are less confident in the knowledge about how to take care of flowers. They are not quite sure about the benefits, including the environmental benefits, benefits and health benefits of flowers. They also indicated that they are less knowledgeable about how to make a flower arrangements and the symbolic meanings of flowers. We constructed some perceptual map to find out where flowers or floral gifts are located in millennial consumers' mind. So these are 2 of the perceptual maps. From the first one, we can see that in millennial consumers' mind, flowers are considered as emotional, feminine, and somehow shareable. They are less likely to be considered as trendy or easy to care. And when flowers are used as gifts, they are considered as very personal, memorable, thoughtful, and special gifts. And millennial consumers are less likely to think of flower giving as an experience-oriented. They do not think flowers as common gift as opposed to unique. And based on these results, we made some recommendations. We can try to improve the relevancy and of flowers to millennial consumers. For example, we can promote the flowers' environmental benefits and health benefits. The flower industry could also offer a variety of diverse products and demonstrate how flowers are an important part of the millennial consumers' modern lifestyle. We can also generate more occasions and reasons for millennial consumers to send flowers. And another way to improve or increase millennial consumers' interest in flowers is to increase the engagement. For example, the floral firms can offer some fun activities associated with flowers. For example, invite them to floral design contests, wine tasting events, maybe something like, okay, if you your first name is Emma, you get a free flower of that day, something like that. So that could increase their interest. Another way is to partner with other businesses, like the fashion business, fashion industry, or the restaurants, and also provide some customization and personalization options. For example, have a flower bar in the garden center or the florist, where millennial consumers could choose the stems, flowers, fillers, and package and put together the bouquet by themselves. And the floral firms or the floral products can be made more visible at important events the millennial consumers often frequent or on social media. Next, I will talk about the result on the purchasing barriers and the important floral product attributes. This figure lists the potential barriers that prevent millennial consumers from purchasing flowers. And as expected, the high price is the primary barrier that prevents millennial consumers from purchasing them. And the second top ranked barrier is the short longevity. And the third reason is they do not always think about the flowers because they have so many other options. And this figure lists millennial consumers' satisfaction with a series of floral attributes and the importance of those attributes. So this bar figure shows their satisfaction ratings. So they are most satisfied with the flower quality, flower variety, floral design, and etc. But they are less satisfied with the product origin information on flowers, the longevity, locally grown availability, the personal touch with the store staff, and the price. While this line shows the percentage of respondents regarded as the top 5 most important attributes, so we can see that the flower quality is considered as the most important attributes, followed by price and longevity. But we can see that in terms of price and longevity, there is a gap between their satisfaction and the relative importance of those attributes. That indicates that there are some room for the industry to improve on those attributes. As I mentioned earlier, millennial consumers are cost-driven. So in the questionnaire, we asked if the sustainable attributes or practices of by the flooring industry could influence their purchasing decisions. We find that 37% of said yes to this question, and 41% of them said maybe, and 22% of them said no. And in terms of the sustainable attributes, the most important attributes to millennial consumers is the good work ethics and the fair treatment workers, followed by less pesticides or chemicals used, and then organically grown. Based on these results, we made some recommendations. In terms of the purchasing barriers, we could try to reduce the expensive perception by using some price incentives, like offer some coupons, discounts, and loyalty programs. And in terms of the short longevity, we could promote the limited longevity actually as a benefit. This can increase the specialness of flowers due to its perishable nature. And because millennial consumers do not always think about flowers, so we can remind them about the flower product in their daily uses. And in terms of product improvement, the industry can provide some clear concept care instructions to optimize the growth and the longevity of cut flowers. And we could also provide some interesting product information, like product origin, variety of flowers, and the symbolic meanings. And we could also emphasize on the sustainability-related attributes. For example, how the firm is treating their workers well, and maybe provide some sustainable packaging options, like biodegradable or recyclable packages or containers. Next, I will talk about the result on advertisement and promotion loyalty programs. In the questionnaire, we ask millennial respondents how frequently they notice the floral advertisements on different media. We find that they notice the floral advertisement on TV the most, followed by social media, and then magazine, and then email. So they do not notice the floral advertisement on other media as frequently. We also asked what kind of floral advertisement content would draw their attention the most. They ranked the creative, quirky content as the most interesting that can potentially draw their attention, followed by price, a sales promotion-oriented advertisement, and then holiday reminder, a sentimental, touchy advertisement, a funny, humorous advertisement, and a classy, fancy advertisement could also draw their attention. In terms of sales promotions, they are most interested in the discounted price, followed by in-store coupons, like buy two, get one, or buy one, get one type of deal, and online coupons. They are also interested in loyalty programs. We further explored what kind of features are important to millennial consumers on the loyalty programs, and they ranked no expiration date for their rewards as the most important feature. That's probably because they do not purchase flowers very frequently, so they do not want their points to expire pretty soon before their next purchase. They also like free gifts on their birthday or important personal occasions, special discounts for program members, accumulate points to get a free item from time to time, and link the coupon directly to the member's account, and the flexible rewards that can be used in other stores, like a coffee shop or a clothes store, and et cetera. And also, they regard the keep tracking their member status by phone number or email, so that do not have to carry a physical card with them. And the last thing I want to talk about is social media and mobile options. In the questionnaire, we ask how frequently they use different social media platforms. And then we classify the result into two groups. One is for frequent floral purchasers, and the other for infrequent floral purchasers. For frequent floral purchasers, they use Facebook the most frequently. You can see that more than 75% of them using social media on a daily basis, followed by YouTube, Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter. So you can see that they use the visual-based social media platform most frequently. This emphasizes the use of high-quality visuals in those type of media. And we also asked the most important practices on social media. They regard the providing the incentives like discounts, free gifts, if people refer or share the information about a certain form. And timely responses to online reviews and feedback are also considered as very important. And invite people on social media to store events like workshops on floral design, wine tasting, floral contests, or farm tours are so important. And actively and frequently update the information on social media is also important. They also mentioned that the floral forms should consider to post a variety of contents like the staff activities, how the designer are designing a bouquet and et cetera, or local events, not just the advertisement or floral pictures. In terms of mobile device, of course, having a mobile-friendly website is very important. They also like mobile coupons, mobile payment, and mobile apps. And then we further explored the important features that can be included in a mobile app if the floral industry considered to develop a floral app. Okay. And then we classify those features into information features and experience features. So in terms of information features, they like the app to have a function like a built-in care instructions and other information related to different flower types. And the app should have a flower dictionary. They can search flower varieties and related information in the app. Daily updates on flower-related content like flowers of the day, flowers of the month or week, or floral arts, floral fashion, and an in-app forum where they can communicate with other buyers and florists are also considered as important. In terms of the experience features, the customization feature is very important. For example, they can customize floral arrangements in the app and then have the florist to put together the bouquet for them. And the flower recognition feature, for example, they can upload a flower picture and then get information about the flowers and where they can buy the flowers. And the fun quizzes, like what kind of flowers match my personality, or fun games, and take a picture of my clothes or my room decor, and the app can automatically show a matching flower arrangement. And they also like to share their purchases or customize products on social media. In terms of the app experience, we had the pre-purchase features, during purchase features, and post-purchase features. In terms of the pre-purchase features, they think that the incentives for them to download the app is very important. And the built-in loyalty program is considered as important, and search for the function to search for the nearby store, and the time-limited coupon for app users only, and schedule appointments with florists and in-app chat with the florist considered as important. In terms of the during purchase features, like the 300-degree picture of the floral products, and convenient flower purchases with easy checkout or drive-through, and show flower arrangements or store layout using virtual reality or 3D pictures. Okay. And in terms of the post-purchase features, track the real-time order status, like the pizza industry is doing, and customize digital greeting cards with handwriting, or record and send voice messages on videos to the recipients. Actually, there are some floral apps that already been developed by some floral industry in other countries. So we were able to find this floral app in China. So it has some of the functions I just mentioned. For example, it has a photo contest for flowers, and you can search the nearby floral shops using the app. and you can download the wallpaper to your mobile device, and you can also share some articles related to flowers. This app also has a floral recognition function where you upload a picture of flowers and the app can extract the shape and the color of the flowers and tell you the name of the flower. And if the app cannot do the job, and you can also ask other users of the app to share their opinion about this flower type and et cetera. Okay, that's all I have.